kicking off another set of music for Mother's Day on the Acoustic Storm with a little bit of help from the Rolling Stones.
What a drag it is getting old. Kids are different today. I hear every mother say, mother needs something today to calm her down. Gets her through her busy day. Things are different today. I hear every mother say, cooking fresh food for her husband's just a drag. So she buys an instant cake, and she buys a frozen steak, and goes running for the shelter of her mother's little helper. And to help her on her way, get her through her busy day. Doctor, please, some more of these. Outside the door, she took four more. What a drag it is getting old. Men just aren't the same today. I hear every mother say, they just don't appreciate that you get tired. They're so hard to satisfy, you can tranquilize your man. So go running for the shelter of a mother's little helper, and for help you through the night, help to minimize your flight. Doctor, please, some more of happiness just seems a bore. And if you take more of those, you will get an overdose. No more running for the shelter of a mother's little helper. They just helped you on your way through your busy dying day.
Is it all in that pretty little head of yours? What goes on in that place in the dark? Well, I used to know a girl, and I could have sworn that her name was Veronica. Well, she used to have a carefree mind of her own, and the delicate look in her eye. These days I'm afraid she's not even sure if her name is Veronica. Did the favors wane? Did he roam down the town all the while? As you wake from your dream with a wolf at the door, reaching out for Veronica. Well, it was all of 65 years ago, when the world was the street where she lived, and a young man sailed on a ship in the sea with a picture of Veronica. I'm the Empress of India. Closed her eyes upon the world and bit upon a plate of last week's news. She spoke his name out loud again. Do you suppose it waits and hands on eyes? Veronica has gone to hide it all the time. She laughs at those who shout her name and steal her clothes. Veronica sits in a favorite chair as they come with a regular pill. And they call her a name that they never get right, while telling her that she must sit still. But she always had a carefree mind of her own, with a devilish look in her eye, saying, "You can call me anything you like, but my name is Veronica."
Storm.
Some California Dreamin' on the Acoustic Storm with the Mamas and the Papas. In 1967, the late Mama Cass Elliott gave birth to a daughter, Owen Vanessa. Meanwhile, the band's other mama, Michelle Phillips, has three children, including daughter Chyna, who formed the trio Wilson Phillips in the early 90s with Carney and Wendy Wilson, the daughters of Beach Boy Brian Wilson. We also heard Veronica in that storm set, a song about Elvis Costello's grandmother, co-written by Costello and Paul McCartney. Staying Beatlesque on this Mother's Day edition of the Acoustic Storm with a John Lennon composition from the White Album and a song about the mom he lost when he was just 17, Julia.
Half of what I say is meaningless, but I say it just to reach you, Julia. Julia, Julia, ocean child calls me, so I sing the song of love, Julia. Shell eyes, windy smile, calls me. So I sing the song of love, Julia. Her hair of floating sky is shimmering, glimmering in the sun. Only speak my mind, Julia, Julia, sleeping sand, silent cloud, touch me, so I sing a song of love, Julia. Sing a song of love for Julia, Julia, Julia.
Mother, in the night, where are you? Where are you?
Acoustic Storm with an appropriately titled song for this weekend. That was Mother's Day from a Northern Arizona Native American group called Burning Sky. And we heard a tune whose title hatched from a chicken and egg dish listed on the menu of a Chinese restaurant in New York City. Mother and Child Reunion. Live and acoustic from Paul Simon. And Debbie Harry with Chris Stein of Blondie in there with Mother. Patti Smith is this week's featured artist. Smith became a pioneer in the fusion of the bohemian sensibility with rock and was able to translate the incantatory power of beat writers such as Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs into the rock mainstream. Even in her stripped-down and dark rendition of Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, includes some of her spoken poetry. Thank you.
up on guns. Bring your friends, it's fun to lose and to pretend. She's overboard, myself assured. I know, a dirty word. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. Always been and always will until the end. Hello, 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 hello. With the lights out, it's less dangerous. Here we are now, entertain us. I feel stupid and contagious. I forget just what it takes, and yet I guess it makes me smile. I found it hard, it's hard to find. Oh well, whatever, never mind. Hello, 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 hello. The empty hand of innocence transforms street of the sorrows and children of the wood, hounded, shredding all veils, unwinding all sheets of the dead world, droning, overturning tables laden with silver sacrificial birds, beating goatskin drums, advancing with hands outstretched, and we keep filling them with mercury, nitrate, asbestos, baby bombs blasting blue, scavengers picking through the ashes, children of the mills, children of the junkyards, sleepy, illiterate, fuzzy little rats, haunted, paint sniffing, stoned out of their shaved heads, forgotten, foraging, mystical children, foul mouth, glassy eyed, hallucinating.
a mom, I think, has informed my work or the way that I look at things. I still can be disinterested and self-centered, as a lot of artists are, but being a mother, you can't help but become more empathetic and compassionate.
Beneath the Southern Cross, off her sixth album, Gone Again. Her first album following an 8-year break, which included several personal losses. From her lifelong friend and photographer Robert Mapplethorpe passing in 1989, to her husband Fred Sonic Smith, who died of heart failure at age 46. And then only a few weeks later, her brother, who also served as her road manager, suffered a fatal stroke. The album also features the last studio performance of Jeff Buckley. The tune Beneath the Southern Cross enabled Smith to process her grief by articulating it in words and music. Storm up your style by surfing on over to the gear page. There's all sorts of colors, styles, and sizes to choose from, exclusively at AcousticStorm.com. Patti Smith heads into the eye again next hour, along with another special Storm theme set for Mother's Day on the Acoustic Storm.